این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place Husseiniyah Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Methods of Islamic Invitation. After the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his progeny, who observed that in time the Imams of the Muslims, peace be upon them, were under hard pressure of Bani Umayyah and Bani Abbas. Yet they communicated their subject to people as much as possible. Even in their supplications, if you study the supplications of Imam Sajjad and other immaculate Imams, you see that they brim with advance to prepare people for higher stations, which are beyond the grasp of ordinary people.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, what we do in this program is to recite some sentences and parts of speech of the great leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. We also try to speak about the meaning and interpretations of these sentences. Today, we want to talk about the concept of self-building from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh's point of view. About this topic, he said, "We cannot reform our country unless we first reform ourselves." This sentence shows the significance of self-building for the person first and then for the society. A human being processes different kinds of selves, namely the self related to the physical body, the self related to the animal instincts, and human self. You know, the most valuable and precious self is the human self, what we made human beings as vicegerents of God upon earth has distinguished man from other creatures. And this is the heavenly spirit, which leads to change human souls. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh here is in fact referring to this ability of human soul to build itself. Imam Ali alayhi salam said in that regard, "من عرف شرف معناه وصانه عن دناءة شهوته وزور مناه." Whoever discovers the nobility of the self shall guard him against lowness of passions and false desires. So you see that the first step to build the self is in fact to discover its nobility and value.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
When the individual discovers the true value of his or her soul, then he or she would try to solve and compensate for the shortcomings of the self. The important point Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh made in here is that after a person tries in that way to build himself or herself, the manifestation of this action would be seen in the society, and in that way the whole society will become safe and sound. So, do not underestimate the power of self-building and its effect to the society. When everybody tries to see his or her own faults instead of others, they will try to make themselves a better person, and along with that, they will help one another in the process of self-correction, and that is very important. That is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh emphasized on both processes of self-correction and reform in the society.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.